waves to express criticism of the debt limit deal reached between House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy and the Biden administration. But as VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains, there's not much wiggle room for either side or legislative chamber to reject a deal when lawmakers vote over the weekend.
I'm pressed by a CBS anchor on whether he'll get all the votes needed and can guarantee the U.S. won't see a default, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries didn't hesitate.
Yes.
The deal will have to pass both the House and the Senate. The Treasury Department has warned that the debt ceiling must be raised by June 5th so the United States can cover all its financial obligations. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who won re-election Sunday, extended his increasingly authoritarian rule into a third decade. AP's Julie Walker.
Surrounded by supporters, Erdogan thanked them for giving him five more years in power. He also ridiculed his challenger for his loss, saying, "Bye, bye, bye, Kemal," as supporters booed. Erdogan came just short of a victory in the first round of elections earlier in the month, the first time he failed to win outright, but he made up for it in the runoff. His win comes despite crippling inflation and the effects of a devastating earthquake 3 months ago. I'm Julie Walker.
India's major opposition parties boycotted the inauguration of a new parliament building by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a rare show of unity against his Hindu nationalist ruling party. Modi inaugurated the new parliament in the capital of New Delhi on Sunday. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia unleashed one of its biggest airstrikes on Kyiv since the war began.